亲爱的弟兄姐妹，诸位朋友，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
我们在神的家里边，在神的面前，我们都是他的儿女。
We are His children when we come to come before the Lord.
不管我们年龄大，年龄小，我们同有一位天父。
No matter we're young or old, we have one Heavenly Father.
当然，我们也知道我们是在中国年的过程当中，我们也祝诸位狗年蒙福。
This is also the season of a spring festival, Chinese spring festival, and I bless you with a happy Chinese New Year.
我们今天不但全世界都同唱的一首诗歌。
Today the whole world, so many churches are singing the same hymn.
而且我们作为一个基督徒，作为神的儿女，我们也知道上个礼拜三发生一件事情。
As children of the Lord, we know something happened last week on Wednesday.
就是二月二十一号，戈培里牧师99岁，安息主怀。
Last Wednesday on February 21st, Pastor Billy Graham passed away and had rested in the Lord.
因为他是20世纪最伟大的布道家。
He was the greatest preacher last century.
神使用他做了很多很多的事情。
God used him to accomplish great things.
向超过2亿的人来传扬福音。
More than 200 million people have heard the gospel from him.
超过300万人觉知信主。
More than 3 million people have made a decision for Christ.
而且他的儿子戈弗雷牧师接他的棒子，继续来传扬福音。
And he passed the baton to his son, Pastor Franklin Graham.
他的孙子戈维里牧师也在布道团里边。
And his grandson is now in the evangelical mission also.
所以说，我们看到这个家庭是一代一代的传承。
And you see that family generation by generation.They serve the Lord.
我们来看戈培里牧师以及他的儿子戈弗雷牧师这一些的成长的过程。
When we look at the journey of the father and son preachers,
戈培里牧师1918年11月7号生于北卡的夏洛特镇。
We look at them in 1918. Pastor Billy Graham was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, on a farm.
他是一个农场的一个家庭，然后是长老会的背景。
He was born to a farmer family, and their family were Presbyterian Christians.
他直到16岁的时候，1934年9月才决志奉献。
When he was 16 years old, in 1934, he made a decision to devote his life to full-time ministry.
高中毕业之后进入神学院学习。
After high school education, he went to seminary.
直到上个礼拜三2月21号安息主怀。
And until last Wednesday, when he was 96 years old, he rested in the Lord.
他有五个孩子，前面三个是女儿，第四个是儿子，就是戈弗林牧师。
He had three daughters, then he had a son, Franklin.
也是戈弗林牧师是他的长子。
That says that Franklin was his firstborn son.
他是在这个戈培里牧师的布道团里边，然后去来做这个掌门人。
And Franklin inherited the ministry from his father.And became the leader of that ministry.
而且也是撒玛利亚救援会的一个掌门人。
He was the leader of the ministry called Samaritan's Purse.
就是我们每年圣诞节鞋盒子，我们做的参与的这一个事工，就是他领导的。
Samaritan's ministry. We do participate.When we contribute the gift boxes at Christmas time.
那这个戈弗林牧师少年的时候是在纽约长岛的基督教寄宿学校来学习。
When he was young, Franklin went to a boarding school, a Christian boarding school in New York. It's called Stony Brook School.
然后直到1974年，他22岁的时候， 才在前往耶路撒冷这个旅程当中的一家旅馆里边决志信主。
In 1974, when he was already 22 years old, he made a decision for Christ on a journey to Jerusalem in a hotel.
他生长在如此敬虔的一个家庭。
He grew up in such a pious family.
他的爸爸是那么多人信主。
His father led so many to Christ.
他的妈妈是在中国出生的，因为他的妈妈的父母是中国带去中国的宣教士。
His mother was born in China because his grandparents were missionaries in China.
但是就是这个哥弗林牧师早年是非常的叛逆。
And yet he was very rebellious when he was young.
他写了一本书叫《反叛有因》。
And he wrote a book later called Rebel with a Cause.
是抽烟喝酒，然后被学校开除，这样的事情都发生在他的身上。
He smoked, he drank, he was kicked out of school.
我们就看到这一个家庭在教出这么叛逆的孩子了。
We saw that such a family had such a rebellious son.
但是就这一个孩子到现在为神这么大胆的使用，我们就蛮有盼望。
And it is this son that the Lord is using so much right now, so we can have hope.
所以说我们得今天花一点时间去缅怀哥培里牧师。
So today we remember Pastor Billy Graham.
同时我们从这个家庭里边，我们看到说我们在孩子叛逆的时候，我们依然有信有望有爱。
By observing this family, we know that even when our children are rebelling against us, we know we still have hope in the Lord.
那我们回到今天的题目和经文。
We come back to our theme today.
今天的题目是中文是造主的教训，教养儿女。
Our title is to bring up children in Christ.
那就是经文是在以弗所书第六章第四节。
The scripture is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
很明显，我们今天的信息的对象是父母们。
Today, our message is addressed to the parents.
未来的父母们。
And the future parents.
那我们今天的经文有一个中心，有四项基本原则。
Today, we have one theme and we have four points.
一个中心就是在基督里边，在主里边。
One theme is in Christ.
然后教养儿女要有四个要点。
And we have four points, four principles.
如果方便的话，上面同工我们把那个经文可以打上去。
We can see the Bible verse here.
第一个是否定，是不要惹气。
One is a negative commandment, do not provoke.
后边是三个肯定。
And there are three confirmative commandments.
第一个是教训。第二个警戒，第三个养育。
To train, to instruct, to bring up.
首先我们看第一个中心。
Let us look at the theme.
因为我们看到这个经文的上下文，在提到第六章的时候，反复在讲到在基督里面，在基督里面。
If we look at the context of this Bible verse, in Christ was mentioned more than once.
特别第六章第一节到第四节讲到儿女跟父母的关系。
In chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, the relationship between parents and children were described.
第一节他说你们做儿女的要在主里边听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
那么第三节要孝敬父母使你得福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
The following two verses says,Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
那么第四节我们同样看到说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Verse 4 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
因此这个中心就是在主里边。
So the theme today is in Christ, in the Lord.
离开主里边，那四项基本原则是没有用的。
Without the Lord, none of the points make any point.
而且也行不出来。
And we cannot do it.
因为我们作为儿女跟父母的关系是一个立约的关系。
The relationship between parents and children is a covenantal relationship.
因为神在其中作王掌权。
And God is the Lord of this relationship.
圣经里边告诉我们很清楚，诗篇一百二十七篇七章的第三节是儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
In Psalm 127, it says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord."
我们的儿女的真正的主人是神。
The true owner of our children is the Lord.
我们是管家。
We are the Lord's stewards.
你我做父母，我们的一切的权柄是因着神。
As parents, our authority comes from the Lord.
我们是替神来抚养，与主同工，照着主的心意去抚养我们的儿女。
We are co-working with the Lord. We are stewards of the Lord, raising our children according to His will.
我们必须向他来交账。
We are accountable to the Lord.
另外，我们做儿女的，或者说我们的儿女，他要孝敬和听从我们这些做父母的原因，这是神的要求。
The reason that our children should honor us and respect us is that this is God's commandment.
就像我们太阳、地球跟月亮的关系一样。
As if it is the relationship between the sun, the moon, the earth and the moon.
如果我们把神比作为太阳。
If we compare the Lord with the sun.
地球是做父母。
We are going to compare ourselves to the earth.
我们的儿女就是月亮。
And our children are compared to the moon.
正常的一个运转的这个次序的话，是我们带着月亮围绕着太阳在转。
The right relationship is that we bring along the moon to circle around the sun.
因为神是我们的中心。
For the Lord is our center.
如果以地球为中心
，If we make the earth the center,
就是我们要利用太阳拽着月亮围着地球在转。
And we are using the sun.To bring the moon with us.
你学了很多很多教育儿女的一些的技巧。
You have learned a lot of skills to bring up children.
你也在神面前做了很多很多的祷告。
And you have prayed a lot before the Lord.
但是都是你去治理、去抚养孩子的一个工具而已。
But all of these are just tools for us to bring up the children in the Lord.
我们做父母的表现出来就是对父儿女的这种掌控。
We are sometimes.Want to control our children.
甚至我们这些做牧者的，我们被拉去说你要去束缚我的儿女。
Sometimes we pastors are brought to homes to convince the children to obey their parents.
因为我们要把地球作为中心。
Because we want the earth to be the center of the universe.
我们要做父母的要以自我为中心。
We parents want to be self-centered.
然后拽着太阳，然后拉着月亮。地球为中心的
And we want to bring the sun and the moon with us.
当然我们知道结果一定是糟糕的。
And we know the natural disaster that happens.
因此这种掌控型的父母就是这种以地球为中心的父母。
The controlling parents are like the parents who make the earth the center of the universe.
但是我们在华人当中更多的第二种就是以月亮为中心。
But we have more parents who make the moon the center.
我们拉着太阳去围绕着月亮在转。
We bring the sun to circle around the moon.
我们的孩子就是我们的 king, 就是我们的王。
We make our children our king.
就是我们的皇帝。
They are our emperors.
我们之所以来教会，之所以祷告，之所以去学一些技巧，就是因为要围绕着他转悠。
The reason we come to church, the reason we pray, the reason we learn so many skills is to surround the children to indulge them.
以月亮为中心，然后以它来转。
We all circle around the moon.
这种叫溺爱型。
Those are indulging parents.
结果是也是非常的糟糕。
The result is miserable also.
让我们回到神起初给我们设立的这一个模式。
Let us come back to the model that the Lord set up for us.
让我们带着我们的儿女，带着我们的全家，以神为中心旋转。
Let us bring along our children, bring our whole families to come to the, before the Lord.
这是一个中心的内容，也是非常重要的。
That is the core point. That is the theme.
有这个中心之后，我们在后面谈下面四个原则。
With this solid foundation, we can talk about the principles.
第一个原则是不惹气。
Number one, do not provoke.
新译本是激怒。
A new translation says exasperate.
因此我们看到说不管是英文还是中文都有那个激怒的含义。
And we know either in English or in Chinese, the result of this kind of behavior is anger from our children.
那激怒的结果是什么呢？
What is the result of anger?
其实在哥罗西书第三到二十一节讲的就非常清楚。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 21, the result is clearly pronounced.
他说因着我们这样惹不要惹儿女的气免得他们失了志气。
It says, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
就这个孩子抬不起头来没有什么志气也没有看到他的刚强壮胆的一面。
Our children lose their spirits, they cannot raise their heads, they are not encouraged.
但是你看他的父母那像狮子一般的刚强。
And if you look at the parents, they are like lions.
而这样的父母的表现就表现掌控就高压。
And these parents are high pressure parents. They are controlling parents.
我说了就算了因为我是爸爸我是妈妈。
What I say, you have to do, because I'm parents.
是只有单向的沟通。
And there's only one way communication.
没有去听父母的子女的解释。
And do not want to listen to our children to explain to us.
当然，这样的父母内心是没有安全感的。
And these parents cannot have security in their hearts.
从一定程度来说，也没有那份自信。
They are naturally confident.
我们作为很多是在座的是第一代移民。
Many of us are first generation immigrants.
其实我的儿女算是第二代移民。
Our children would be second generation immigrants.
其实我们对我们的儿女是非常非常的不了解。
So we do not understand our children.
我记得我以前在神学院学过AAM Asian American Ministry 这一个课程。
In seminary, I took a class called Asian American
Ministry. 让我惊诧，原来我们的第二代面临有那么大的压力。
I was astonished to know all the pressures upon our children.
但是我们做父母的还是用我们以前我们上的小学我们上的中学我们上的大学那一套去想我们的儿女。
But as parents, we still want to put so much pressure on our children to follow our example in elementary school, middle school, in high school.
因此我们特别特别需要双向沟通。
So we need to communicate with our children open the channel of two-way communication.
不要相互激怒。
We should not provoke each other to anger.
我们看到说温度计跟调温器。
We know the difference between thermometer and thermostat.
有些时候我们的儿女温度是100度，结果他挑逗我们的怒气的时候，我们就120度。
Sometimes our children get to 100 degrees and they can provoke us to 120 degrees.
有些时候我们是100度我们挑逗我们的孩子激怒我们的孩子他变成120度。
When we are 100 degrees hot, we can provoke our children to be 120 degrees.
我们应该变得像我们家里边那个调温器一样。
We should become more like the thermostat.
当特别热的时候你要把空调打开维持在70度。
When it is hot, we want to turn on the AC so that it comes down to 70 degrees.
当特别冷的时候，你也调到65度到65度那个位置上。
When it is so cold, we want the temperature to rise to 65 degrees.
因为在怒气里边不会成就神的意义。
Because our rest does not accomplish God's righteousness.
因此我们要不要惹气不要相互的惹气我们做父母的就不要去惹儿女的气不要激怒他们。
So as parents, we should not provoke anger. We should not provoke each other to anger.
那么第二个原则。
The second point.
就是教训。
The second principle is to train our children.
教训的目的是让我们的孩子在主里边长大成熟。
The purpose of training our children is that they grow to maturity in Christ.
如果我们跟后边那个警戒比起来的话，就是一定要把它分一下的话，这个教训是有点引导的含义。
This point is different from last point. This point is about how to lead them.
其实我们要引导我们的孩子全面的发展。
We want to nurture wholesome growth in our children.
就像路加福音第二章五十二节描述耶稣一样。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, Jesus Christ is described.
还有四个方面。
And it has four points in that verse.
所以耶稣的智慧、身量、神喜悦他的心和人喜悦他的心都一起增长。
The verse says Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
但是我们做父母的往往非常重视我们的孩子的 IQ.
Sometimes we parents put too much emphasis on IQ alone.
然后就让参加很多的班。
We send them to all kind of extracurriculum activities.
拿 A 是正常的。
A is normal.
然后呢，我们就强调很多的技能知识。
We want them to learn knowledge and skills.
但是我们对他们的品格的塑造会有些忽略。
But we ignore shaping their character.
我们忽略他们的 EQ.
We ignore their EQ.
更加忽略的是他的 SQ 灵商。
Even more, we ignore their SQ spiritual quotient.
我们在我们的孩子的技能知识这些方面花很多的金钱，花很多的时间。
We spend so much money, so much time to give them knowledge and skills.
但是让孩子去能够进到神的面前，进到教会，然后去读些圣经的话，我们做父母的就没什么兴趣了。
But how much do we spend on bringing them to the church, train them to read the Bible?
在这个时代，我们只有在家里边搁，还有在教会可以认真的去教他们圣经和信仰。
In this age, only in the church and in the home, we can train them in faith.
其他地方教都已经是非法。
In other places, it's not even legal.
但是我们做父母的在家里边没有很好的见证。
But do we have goodness at home? We do not.
而我们的孩子眼睛是雪亮的。
And our children's eyes are widely open.
当然我们有些父母是做得很好。
And some of our parents are very good models.
因此我们有时候做父母的就把孩子带到教会，就推给儿童事工部。
But many of us just simply bring our children to the church and said, here are your children.Give them to the children's ministry.
这个孩子的跟神的关系就是儿童事工部同工的事情，与我无关。
Yeah, we just give our children to the children's ministry and want them to create a relationship between themselves and the Lord.
因为我要准备这个儿童主日的讲道，所以说有时间去跟儿童事工部的同工们有些沟通。
And because I need to prepare for this sermon on Children's Sunday, I had time to communicate with our co-workers in Children's Ministry.
我听到他们的声音。
I heard their voice.
我也很敬佩他们的工作。
I respect their work.
因为在他们眼中每一个孩子他们都看得非常的清楚。
Every child they see so clearly.
然后他也给我一个建议。
And they gave me a suggestion.
鼓励每一位父母去跟我们儿童事工部的同工们去沟通。
We encourage every parent to communicate with the co-workers in children's ministry.
听听你的孩子在教会的表现。
Hear from them how your children behave in church.
当然我就是那一个要倾听的作为父母的一个角色。
Of course, I'm one of these parents who need to listen to them.
我也听到我的小儿子的一些的东西。
I heard something about my little son.
哦，我才知道说哇，原来是这样子。
And so I was surprised to know, oh, that's him.
也只有在教会的家庭才有这样的机会。
Only in church, and at home we have such opportunities to know.
因此，鼓励我们每一位父母能够在家里边 做好见证，然后呢跟教会的同工们一起来配搭，跟主一同来配搭。
So I encourage you to be good witness at home and also to co-labor with our co-workers in children's ministry.
或许我们的孩子在一段时间也会叛逆。
Maybe our children will be rebellious sometimes.
但是我们看到格弗林牧师的例子。
But we learned the example of Franklin Billy Graham.
我们总是有信心。
We can always have faith.
因为我们做父母的，在他年幼的时候，或者在年轻的时候，我们提供了这么一个选择给他们。
When our children are young and small, we give them a choice.
等哪一天神的时间到了，他遇到困难了，他会想到有这么一条路可以走。
When time is up, when they face a choice in life, they know the choice.
但是如果我们做父母的，觉得看不到结果，或者我们忽略。将来你的孩子遇到困难，他去找谁
？If we lose faith, if we ignore this witness, then one day when they need it, they do not have what you have shown them.
耶稣来了，是让你我的儿女得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Jesus came so that our children will have life and have life more abundantly.
这是我们在主里边做父母该负的责任。
This is our responsibility as parents in the Lord.
要教训我们的儿女全面的成长。
We need to bring up our children holistically.
第三个原则就是警戒。
The third point, third principle is to train them.
就是要有行为的约束。
Discipline them. That is to discipline their behavior.
那圣经里边讲的很清楚，箴言十三章二十四节是这样讲。
The Bible has teachings on this. Proverb chapter 13 verse 24 says.
他说不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，同爱儿子的随时管教。
Whoever spares the rod hits his son, but he who loves him is delighted to discipline him.
好像圣经看起来也没有说不准打孩子。
And it seems that the Bible did not say that we cannot use the rod on our children.
那希伯来书第十二章第六节，他讲到就说天父的爱的时候，他这样讲。
In Hebrew, when God's love is described, it says this.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。
The Lord disciplined the one he loves.
因此从这两节经文我们都看到有一个字叫爱字。
And from both verses we see this word love.
箴言那边讲的说疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Those who love their children, they discipline their children early.
主所爱的他必管教。
Those who the Lord loves, he disciplines.
因此如果我们要管教我们的孩子，甚至你用一种合适的方式去用杖去修理他的时候，你的动机是爱。
So when we discipline our children, even using the rod on our children, our motivation is love.
但是我们做父母的，多少的时候为了出气而去惩罚我们的孩子。
How many times we are just venting our anger on our children?
为了惩罚而惩罚。
We take revenge on our children.
我们在外边受了气，所以说没有办法去给别人撒气，撒在孩子身上。
And sometimes this anger we brought home from outside, and then we vented the anger on our children.
因此，管教的出发点、动机是因着爱。
So the starting point of discipline, the motivation behind discipline must be love.
而且要管教的话，的确需要花时间、精力、耐心，还有又需要有智慧。
To discipline our children, we need to spend the time, have patience and wisdom.
其实我们做父母的去管教我们的孩子，不准去打游戏，不准的时候，你去看，我们真的需要耐心和智慧。
When we advise our children not to play games, to discipline them, it takes so much patience.
那管教的根据是什么呢
？What is the rationale behind this discipline?
提摩太后书第三章十六到十七节这样讲。
Second Timothy chapter 3 says,
就是圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is breathed out by the Lord and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
箴言第二十二章第六节这样讲。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says,
这教养孩童是他当走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
我们做父母管教孩子不是随己意来管教。
We discipline our children not by our own will,
是根据神的心意，
but according to God's will,
然后根据圣经，
According to Bible teaching,
用神的话语，
using God's word,
因为我们缺少智慧，
because we do not have our own wisdom.
那就对我们这些做父母的提出要求，那你对圣经了解多少？
So that brings up a question, how much do we know about the Bible?
那如果对圣经不了解的话，你拿什么，用什么根据，用什么标准去管教我们的孩子？
If we do not know the Bible, how do we discipline our children? How do we educate our children?
那管教之后有没有好处？
And what is the result of this discipline?
当然有好处。
Of course, there is benefit.
你看有些家庭呀，四五个孩子管得非常井井有条。
You see that there are many families, they have four or five children, but their families are still older.
但是有些家庭一个孩子，四个老人，两个爸妈妈，六个人围着，还一个人一个孩子转，家里边一团糟。
But a family may have one child with two parents, four grandparents. The home can still be chaotic.
箴言二十九章十五节、十七节这样讲。
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 15 and 17.
他说：“杖打跟责备就能增加家中智慧。”
It says the rod and the reproof give wisdom.
放纵的儿子就是母亲羞愧。
But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
十七节这样讲，管教你的儿子，他就使你得安息。
Verse 17, discipline your son and he will give you peace.
也必使你心里喜乐。
He will give delight to your heart.
我们有那个架构，我们有那个智慧，我们有那个耐心，我们有那个爱心。去教养孩童，这样的结果就使得我们得安息，我们得喜乐。
If we want to have rest, if we want to have joy, then we need to have the structure, the biblical structure, have the patience and wisdom to discipline our children.
否则就会使父母羞愧。
Otherwise, our children will bring us shame.
那希伯来书第十二章十一节，他也讲到说，父对我们的管教会结出什么的果子。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11, it talks about the fruit of the Lord's discipline.
就结出平安的果子，就是义。
The discipline yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
然后我们跟神同工，神就负他一生的责任，让我们这个孩子。走哪里都很放心，因为他要走神让他走的道路。
When we co-labor with the Lord is always responsible. No matter where our children goes, the Lord is always with them.
因此我们第三个原则，需要管教，但是要因在爱里边，在基督里边有智慧的管教。
So our third principle is to discipline our children, but discipline them in love, discipline them in Christ.
第四个原则，养育。
The first principle is to train them.
就是要身心的去顾惜抚养他。
That is to nurture them.
养育，我们会看到说英文bring up 跟 nourish.
This point is to bring up our children, nourish and cherish them.
其实直接翻译就是喂养跟抚养的意思。
To nurture them, to supply for them.
就在我们今天看的经节六章第四节前边的以弗所书五章第二十九节，那就同样用一个字 就是那个抚养那个字。
This word bring up is used in verse 29 of the previous chapter also.
就二十九节他说，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，就像基督带教会一样。
There it says, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church.
这个保养跟刚才讲的那个养育是同一个希腊字。
And this bring up is the same word that also translated to feeds and cares for.
神把他的产业放在我们的权柄底下。
God gives a heritage to us parents.
放在我们的家里边。
And give this heritage to our homes.
其中他这些儿女们有一个需要，要在身心灵各个方面要长大成人，特别身体和心理的这样发育。
Our children need to grow up in body, in soul, in body, in spirit, and in soul.
我们必须为他们当风遮雨。
And we have to be their protector.
我们必须要花那个时间去知道他们的需要。
We have to spend time to learn their needs.
包括他们的身体的需要和心理的需要。
Their bodily needs and their spiritual needs.
我们的孩子在我们手中，在我们的监管底下是一个时间窗口。
Our children are under our watch for only this window.
我有两个孩子。
I have two children.
老大二十岁。
The firstborn is 20 years old.
我已经发现他已经独立。
I found that he is already independent.
我第二个孩子八岁。
My second son is 8 years old.
最喜欢的就是骑在我脖子上边，到现在还为止还是这样。
He still likes to ride on my shoulder.
比如说我在想还骑几年。
And for how many years he would like to sit on my shoulder?
因此是一个时间段。
And so there's only one time window that's given to us parents.
当我们的孩子长大之后，他想到他的父母的时候，留下什么的回忆？
What our children would remember us when they grow up?
真正他们长大之后，上大学，你想让他再继续在家里待很长时间，也很难了。
After they go to college, even if you want to bring them home, the opportunity is rare.
因此对他们身体跟心灵的这种养育，这种身心的顾惜，也是我们做父母应该做的。
So to nurture them, to cherish them when they are still at home is our duty.
我们作为华人的父母这一方面做得挺好的。
I think we Chinese parents are doing very well to nurture our children.
但是我们只是说美国的食品也挺好吃的，不一定中国食物一定就是最好的。
We feed them both Chinese food and American food.
只要他们健康就好。
As long as they are healthy.
所以说我们今天来看到说，我们怎么样按照主的教训来教养我们的孩童。
Today we are looking at how we should raise our children in the Lord according to His teaching.
我们知道有一个中心，有四项基本原则。
We know that there's one thing, there are four points.
我们快要结束的时候，我们再一次强调，如果没有这个中心，那些原则是行不出来的。
We are coming to a close. We still want to emphasize, without the center point, the theme in Christ, none of those points matter.
就是我们在基督里边。
In Christ, that is the point.
我们的儿女是神的产业。
Our children are heritage from the Lord.
我们是跟主同工的。
We are co-laboring with the Lord.
我们必须从神的一方支取力量、智慧。耐心圣灵的各样的果子去抚养我们的孩子。
We need strength, patience, and wisdom from the Lord to bring up our children.
所以说我们做父母的跟主的关系就是我们儿女的祝福。
So the relationship our relationship with the Lord is a blessing to our children.
因此最后一个非常重要的一个事情我们彼此提醒的就是要为你的儿女祷告。
So let us remind each other to pray for our children.
因为这是神也对我们的要求。
This is what God wants us to do.
因此今天我们主要是对父母这样的彼此来提醒，第一个我们跟主的关系到底如何。
So let us remind each other. Let us examine our relationship with the Lord.
我们是否把我们的孩子全面的培养？
Are we nurturing our children to grow up holistically?
愿主亲自来帮助我们每一位。
May the Lord help us, help every family.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们在你面前是你的儿女。
Father, we come before you as your children.
你把我们放在做父母的这一个职分上。
You put us as parents in families.
是你看得起我们。
You love us, so you give us this responsibility.
你既然给我们有儿女，你就赐给我们的聪明智慧能力，能够抚养我们的儿女。
Since you give us children, please also give us the strength, the wisdom, the patience.
主，我们若是做得不好，求你赦免我们的罪。
If we fall short, please forgive us, Lord.
当我们向你寻求的时候，主，你也亲自来装备我们。
When we seek you, Lord, equip us.
我就把每一个父母都恭恭敬敬仰望在主你的恩手当中。
We dedicate all parents here to you.
同时，我们的儿女，主啊，是属于你的。
We know our children belong to you.
主啊，你要亲自来保守他们一切的这个营养，一切的灵魂体的这需要的营养，你都来提供。
Watch over them, nurture them yourself, Lord.
因为他们是你的产业。
For they are your heritage.
你要负他们一生的责任。
Lord, you are responsible for them all their lives.
我们也谢谢我们教会的儿童事工部的所有同工们，跟你同工。
We want to thank our co-workers in the children's ministry before you.
也让我们做父母的跟我们的儿童施工部的同工们一起来配搭。
Help our parents to co-labor with our children ministry co-workers.
完完全全地把你的产业带到你的诗人宝座面前。
Help us to bring the heritage you give us before your throne.
让他们长大成熟，在基督里边被你所使用。
So that our children will grow up wholesomely and be used by you to glorify your name.
赐福我们每一位，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Bless everyone in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.